Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I've got Dead Penetration here, and Empress, who will be joining us as another, I guess, host, part of the staff, something like that. We're doing a roundtable thing, and I figured we needed a woman's perspective, so that's what I'm doing. I know some of you, I guess, hard in the paint MGTOW guys will be like, no, Grim, why'd you do this? But no, I think we do need a woman's perspective on this. And Drex always says that women are good to have because they can kind of suss out the fakes and the frauds in this sphere. Because there's a lot of guys out there that are fake, and we've already, we've uncovered a lot of guys that are fake. I'm not going to say their names, but they're fake.
Fake.
But,
Classic people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, first of all, we're going to go ahead and talk about our sponsor. Sponsor is, of course, Revy Industries and the Spinning Robot Pussy. You can go pick one of those up at spinningrobotpussy.com. So go ahead and check that out. Also, we've got, this isn't necessarily a sponsor, but GOG is doing a adult, not safe for work week. So they have unveiled Lust Academy. Lust Academy is not, I got it, but it's not one that we've been playing on the show. We've been playing, City of Broken Dreamers and stuff.
Yeah.
But they did claim they're going to have an entire week of this, which is rare for GOG. So,
we're
probably going to play something a little more interesting, because I've heard that the game is badly scripted. Like, they basically took, it's a dev from another language, so they put the whole thing in Google Translate, and it doesn't read very well.
Yeah.
So, that's probably not really good, but it's supposed to be like a sexy Harry Potter.
If there was ever such a thing.
Yeah, there's way too many games where they've done that. And I'm not real. It's not on my list, man. There are way more interesting games than that. But it's one that GOG picked stupidly. And they could have picked Fetish Locator or stuff like that. Fucking Leap of Faith. Leap of Faith is amazing. And yeah, if you do get that, you have to get the music pack from F95 because, of course, he was told by people he paid to license their music. And then they're like, oh, but I don't want my music in the game, even though you paid me for it.
Yeah.
Which is really, they're not even allowed to do that. Mm. Yeah, if you pay to license somebody's music.
Oh, yeah, it's too bad, so sad.
Yeah, yeah. But you know how the internet is these days.
Wait, they had to pay to like the music?
Yeah, because it's, basically these guys that make these games, they make pretty good amounts of money on donations, because the donations are how people get early access to the games and things like that, because they release in chapters, and, they make good money, so they basically take the money and they buy, instead of using royalty-free, they buy music from different people on the internet. There's a lot of people that sell their compositions. So they basically paid these artists, and they put the music in the game, just like with Being a Dick, which is the biggest game in this entire deal. And the artist is like, okay, sure. And then they find out it's in a porn game, and they freak out. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, but you'll have to remove my song from your game because I don't...
Than a porn game because it has a story, a good story.
Yeah, it has a good story. Leap of Faith has a really good story.
Mm. Yeah, I've got to look at
Leap
that
of Faith is a great story. And City of Broken Dreamers is a really good story. And he said he's nearing the end. I just got a... This is from the Patreon, because I do support them on Patreon. He did say that they're nearing the end of City of Broken Dreamers, which I'm glad because I want to see how it all ends. I think it's just a really great sci-fi game.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much, let's see. So what happened? Because we're going to have, the way we do this is we're going to do about a 15-20 minute discussion, and then we'll go into articles, and through the articles we'll have
a
fluid discussion is a good way to start this, but article discussion can be good too when I read articles and basically talk about them. And I will Well, I mean, I guess I should have let people know that we're doing this live, but yeah, let me do that real quick. Sorry, we're a live show, but I forgot to tell Send everybody. Yeah, it happens.
It's all right. Yep.
Now live.
Good luck getting to bed.
Oh no, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for those of you that will be watching this and the ones that'll pop in later, I'm going to go ahead and allow article submissions again. So we have articles to go through. I don't have enough time in my day to sift through everything, but there's a lot of articles out there with just crazy, bizarre shit, and we got to cover them.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the...
If it's crazy and bizarre.
Oh, man. Yeah, not to mention some political articles and things.
Yeah.
We already did our thing about... Oh, we do? We should... Maybe we should talk about Davos.
Davos.
Yeah, I talked about Davos briefly with Hoshioni, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about Davos just a little bit, because I know we already did a small show on this.
For us who don't know what you're
but
talking
Davos
about.
Is basically a... The Davos meetings in Switzerland are where all the elite people go...
Oh, yeah.
To basically discuss climate issues. Now, what they're doing, or what they propose, rather, and you can actually look up Paul Joseph Watson's video on this under Anything Goes. Basically, what they're doing is they want to create a walled city that can hold up to 9 million people. That's all it can hold. So you may ask, Grim, hey, what happens to the other 8.9 billion people on the planet? Well, they either think they're going to be destroyed in some kind of new catastrophe, or what I'm thinking, World War III. What I'm thinking, because there was a very small amount of people at the Davos meetings, is they're basically trying to get these countries geared up for war. Because there's nothing that gets rid of a shitload of people than a nuclear war.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that makes the planet inhospitable than a nuclear war. Yeah. So, basically, China's not part of it. And Russia, of course, Ukraine's not part of it. There was a lot of other countries that bowed out. There was no UK or US presidential or prime minister representation. So, nobody was there that's... You know, super important. Bill Gates was there. Klaus Schwab's old ass was there. Of course, he's the one behind all this, you know, fuckery. And they're trying to tell us, oh, don't worry. We've got tastier proteins in store for you.
Trying to get you to eat,
eat bugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Paul Joseph Watson did. He showed clips of people eating spiders.
You know,
I was like,
not gonna be eating bugs.
I'm not going to be
eating everyone else
to
eat
the
bugs.
Yeah. They don't want us to eat the meat because it's bad for the environment. Oh, and by the way, also, they're going to make it so you don't have rights to your own personal transportation. If you are one of the people that gets stuck in that 9 million city or whatever that they're creating, there are no transport vehicles of any kind. Like, there's no, you can't own a car. They've got their own transport system. Oh, and by the way, everybody, they said, oh, we suspect that a lot of people will be wanting to get brain chips. Yeah, I'll bet. So you can fucking monitor them. Oh, and by the way, this is also another thing that they've been talking about for a number of years now. But they are going to develop a pill that when you take it, it has a chip that basically sets off a signal to let the doctor know you've taken it. This is a real thing. You can look it up.
No, I believe it.
And and basically, yeah, that doesn't sound too good to me. I don't like the idea of a pill with a chip in it.
With a monitor.
Yeah, with a monitor.
Yeah.
That's
well,
like
if they can use it for that, who knows?
Who knows what they can use it for. Also, they said everybody has to be vaccinated. Everybody vaccinated.
Oh,
that's
they can go fuck
yeah,
themselves.
They could go fuck themselves. And not only that, they said that LGBTQ, all that is represented. We gotta have make sure all those people. So it's going to be just...
All 20 of them?
Yeah, all those people. And then after that, also, no hate speech. We got to get rid of all hate speech. And we've got to criminally prosecute. Criminally prosecute. We've got to ban hate speech in the United States.
And hate speech is whatever they say it is.
Yes, it's whatever they say it is. Right now, what I'm doing right now, hate speech. By the way, when I posted my, it's actually gotten quite a few views, guys, on YouTube, surprisingly. I did a video about transmaxing. And, of course, one person that had a cat picture as their profile said, okay, bigot. So I got called a bigot. Yay!
What is that?
A bigot? Not a good thing. It means
no trans. Transmaxing.
Transmaxing is when a man. Now, I actually got another take on this.
Maxing
but,
out your creepability.
No. Listen to this. Transmaxing is where a man that can't attract a woman becomes a woman in order to attract women.
That's how crazy women are making them. They're cutting their wieners off.
Yeah,
man.
They're not doing that, though. Part's not happening. They
not
still
that part.
So basically, they transmax, which means they'll get breasts, they'll do the surgeries, you know, where they remove the hair on the face and all that stuff. And basically, they keep their penises. So, and apparently some girls are into this. Yeah, are into this.
Yes.
So they're technically a straight couple, which is the weirdest thing. They just look like a lesbian couple, except one's a woman and the other's a man, but they both look like women. So this is a thing that's going on. I got another take on this. According to a group that, and a user that was commenting, basically, he said, I've been in groups for these people, and basically what they're doing is they're looking for boyfriends. So I'm like, hold on a second. So you're telling me that gay men are becoming women in order to attract straight men? Ugh. That...
hate to tell you, it's not working.
And they're not doing a very good job at it.
No.
Because they're complaining that they can't find straight men. I guess I can understand why.
That's the
you
same
can probably...
reason they're on there trying to say, if you don't date a trans person because they're trans... then
that's they're
bigot.
Doing that.
Yeah.
That's cope for them because they're just like, well, nobody else will date me. It's like these straight men won't date me.
Because I don't want an inside out wiener for a vagina to
play
with.
Not even that.
It's gross.
You're not even. They don't do that. I was telling you, they don't do that part. That part is no
I don't
longer
want a sword fight. Being.
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
Give a shit.
I know. Nobody wants anything. That's what I said in my video. I don't want anything in my ass. When the urologist did his thing, that was enough.
If someone don't like broccoli, I'm not going to force them to
eat broccoli
and call them a weirdo because they don't eat broccoli.
Absolutely.
So don't make me want a penis. I don't want it. Don't want it.
It's not right. It's like, look, I get do you, but at the same time, it's not something that a lot of people are going to go for. I mean, what do you think about it? Empress.
So actually I have a very close friend who's trans, and when I first met her, she was really ashamed to be trans. Like, she wanted to be known and she wanted it to be believed that she was a woman.
Right.
And she was wanting to do the surgery and everything. And I met her, you know, many years ago. Gosh, it's like six years ago or so. And I remember telling her that she should be proud to be trans.
Right.
It shouldn't be a title that she should be ashamed of. It should be something that she should wear proudly. And she was just like, it's so ashamed. Like, no, I just still don't want people to know. And then now, it's 6 years later, she has a girlfriend, and she likes smashing pussy. And she still feels more comfortable as a woman, as identifying as a woman and dressing as a woman and living life as a woman, but she doesn't want to get rid of her dick no more because she likes smashing that pussy. Who doesn't like that wet ass pussy? I mean, come on.
Yeah, so. I could get on board with that. Just not wearing a dress while I'm doing it.
So,
Hey.
I guess girls are into it. So.
Girls are into it, apparently.
Just like, okay, so my belief, because I grew up with penis envy, and I always felt like I was a man trapped inside a woman's body. And my belief is that we're actually...
Oh, agree.
I think that we're actually experiencing our past lives. And that's why these people are coming in swearing that they're, you know, feeling more comfortable as another gender because they lived more of their past lives or they identify more closely with a past life mm-hmm. as that gender.
Hmm.
So I think that it has to do with that, honestly.
You know, that's a good point, and I didn't even think about that.
Anything possible. But, yeah, I mean, I think a vagina holds more value than a penis any day of the week.
Well, monetarily, yeah.
You don't see a lot of people, or guys swinging their dick on OnlyFans
You're right. Now, speaking of OnlyFans, this was just... you know, I read all kinds of comments from people, just random. And one of the women, she basically said that OnlyFans is going into a Web 3. Web 3 is streaming. That means what they're going to do is they're going to start hosting reality shows on OnlyFans. And I'm like, who the fuck is going to be interested in some damn reality shows? Like, they're basically going to try to make reality shows for their OnlyFans girls. But the problem with that is the OnlyFans lives, the girls' lives probably aren't that exciting.
No.
Now, you know, like when we watch Ozzy Osbourne or stuff like that, they have really crazy lives and things that goes on because he's a rock star. But I don't know if Julie down the block is going to be all that interesting to watch. I mean, on her day-to-day shit. And they're basically trying to compete with Twitch. And that's not going to be good for them because I don't think they're going to succeed. They're basically, look, OnlyFans is trying to move away from pornography.
Yeah.
They've been trying to do it for a long, long time. Because they originally set themselves up. And I don't know if you knew about this, Empress. But OnlyFans was originally originally just a site for anybody. It wasn't just pornography. Like, if you're a comedian, if you have any kind of talent... you could basically put your stuff on there. And they had a lot of, like, smaller celebrities when it first started. But the porn stuff became so popular because they allowed it, but it skyrocketed because people didn't really have anything else to do during the pandemic. So it became about porn, and they were basically allowing people to do that during the pandemic as a way to make money. But now that we don't have a pandemic anymore... You know, they're trying to change their image because they've been trying to do that for a while. The pandemic slowed them down, but now they're going to change their image into streaming. And they're going to get whooped by Amazon. Amazon, because Amazon owns Twitch.
Amazon started out as a community. It traded Pez dispensers with one another. Ain't that crazy? Now it's a multi-billion dollar.
Traded what? With
Pez dispensers is for like Pez dispenser collectors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah.
Interesting.
I think OnlyFans and all that's killing the libido of everyone today. Because it's...
not really. There's a lot of things killing libido.
When we were younger, we just didn't have access to it. We had to really use our imagination.
Mm-hmm. Well,
couldn't stop me from rubbing against everything I could.
Well, no. I don't think it's that. There's a lot of other things that's going on. People always want to blame the pornography.
Well, I think it's that.
I don't think it's that.
Several different things.
I don't think it's that. But and the reason why I don't think it says, we've always, I can't even say one of them, because we've had porn for a long time.
And
there's been porn games and everything else, even back in the day, they were talking about, there were porn versions of Zork, and Zork was a text-based game.
A text-based.
Yeah, you had...
graphic.
Yeah, but it was enough.
Oh, that A looks so fucking hot.
It wasn't about the... you know, just like
it was about the
the writing. Yeah, the writing would get you. Yeah, it was, and that shit existed for a while. And I mean, I'll agree we do have more explicit stuff than we have before, but at the same time, I think one of the big problems is a lot of the chemicals in the food and the diets. And
well, yeah.
I mean, the diets, yeah, but there's also depression issues that are going on. Also, dopamine from social media in general may be relating to it because we're getting more dopamine than we ever.
Overdoing your dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things that happen. I don't know. It's an interesting situation. Also, the depression pills. We have to talk about the depression pills. Antidepressants do cause loss in libido. There's been several upon several upon several studies. You can Google them all and you'll find it. Lexapro was bad. There were guys talking about 16 years old talking about ED after taking Lexapro. That's hardcore. They were screaming about
it. They had a recent study saying that, you know, antidepressant drugs really don't do anything good for you.
No, they don't. They don't.
And a lot of them don't solve the issues that you're taking them for.
No. I mean, I'm taking a...
No, actually...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that actually most people, rather than psychologists, need really good therapy. That's hard to come by and expensive.
Yeah, it's hard to come by and expensive. I mean, I've already talked about my therapist, how crappy they were. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I just know they used to put me on all kinds of anxiety and depression.
And they
stuff,
didn't work.
And I could
never
tell a difference. Except being more miserable, probably.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I know the psych drugs have helped me since, like, I went through my really big, like, meltdown after my ex was awarded custody of my older kids and was allowed to move to another state. So I don't totally, like, knock them.
Right.
It does work for some people.
I think they're overused for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's a case-by-case basis because the same drug that works for you may not do anything for me, and vice versa.
Right.
Okay. Well,
and I think they're getting better with the science of it. You know, we're all guinea pigs, basically.
It seems like they don't ever come up with cures for anything. They just come up with ways to live shit because there's no money in the cure.
Oh, yeah. Well,
exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to go through some articles here. Some of it is just... Let's see. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Hold on.
You think in the 1800s they were like, Jim, I can't plow today. Why? I just feel sad. They had to fucking get out there and plow. Or they didn't eat.
All right, hold on.
Something.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to...
prostitution was legal.
What?
Syphilis was rampant.
Hold on, there was some major articles dropped in my server that I didn't even know. Yeah, please drop the articles, guys, if you're seeing it. Okay, that's where that guy decided to douse that girl in flour. He was making fried chicken with her. It's crazy. I didn't know. Yes. It's an Asian.
Everything tastes
they
like
go
chicken
really,
these
the
days.
Asian people go really. Japanese people go crazy over KFC.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
I'm an ethics expert,
it
and I think.
Like terrible.
Let's see.
I'm a Popeyes man myself.
I am an. I didn't know about this. I'm an ethics expert, and I think sex robots would be good for society as humans advance with variety. I don't know about this. AS, artificial intelligence technology, why did they say AS? As artificial intelligence tech continues to advance, many may be wondering about the moral implications of sex robots and how they would affect society. But an ethics expert has claimed that sex robots will actually be good for society as humans advance when presented with a variety of options. and a piece for Men's Health, Center for Professional and Applied Ethics at the University of Manitoba director, Neil MacArthur, explains that sex robots will help address intimacy and sex inequality. Sex inequality, that's a new one. MacArthur believes that sex robots would help people who don't have access to sexual partners because of a variety of factors, such as age, health, or level of conventional attractiveness. We talk a lot about access to education. We talk a lot about access to health care, MacArthur told the outlet. Why do we care about these things? Health is a human good. Education is a human good. Knowledge is a human good. Well, sex and intimacy, those are human goods in the same way. Opponents of sex robots have expressed concern that this ability would breed social isolation, as robots would be an easier option than humans. But MacArthur disagrees with that notion, arguing that humans don't necessarily choose the easiest option. We default to variety, and this is also how we advance our lives and our careers, by choosing hard over easy by ourselves, he explains. Yeah. Additionally, MacArthur says, humans want reciprocated desire, something robots can only hope to one day mimic. While robots are already a reality, the technology is not good enough yet for sex robots. Closest we have are dolls. Mm-hmm. For MacArthur, stigmas about sex robots are harmful because they are an obstacle to research. I think it could be a really exciting future, or we could not have the conversation, or have it in a very narrow way, and then we're just going to be trapped in a very slow-moving and very uninteresting future. And it appears many are open to the idea of sex robots indeed. According to a recent study, 2 in 5 people said they were open to the idea of having sex with a robot. In fact, more people prefer to be intimate with a sex bot, 37.5%, instead of having casual sex with a human lover, 30.1%. Mm. So that's that article.
What if a sex robot malfunctions and starts ripping things off?
Well, I mean, that's an issue.
Dang.
That's an issue.
Yeah, that's what I first thing popped.
Company
people
would be
don't
sued.
Think about that, but shoot, they had. You've seen RoboCop? They can break every bone in your body, especially the important one.
Okay, now we have another one. This is kind of a funny article, but we wanted to cover it because this is a real story.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve fireworks canceled because of masturbating walrus. This is real.
That sounds classic.
What?
A seaside town's New York fireworks were canceled on the advice of wildlife experts due to the presence of Thor the walrus. And the footage of Thor's video went viral on social media. There's a walrus lost in Scarborough. So he's decided to knock one out in front of us all on the pier. No fucks given.
You know, that reminds me of Family Guy.
Oh, good lord!
He's like, if you shave a man's back, you'll make him purr like a walrus. And she starts shaving his back, he's...
Our SPCA Inspector Jeff Edmond, who has determined that the walrus does not appear to be sick or injured, encouraged people to enjoy
better than ever, really.
Enjoy the sight from a respectful distance. He said, "We understand it's exciting and unusual to have the walrus take up a temporary residence. However, it's in his best interest to be left alone as much as possible.
Don't touch me.
To remember he is a wild animal and avoid the temptation to get near him and disturb him. We also want to remind everyone that the walrus is protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981.
They're like, don't get any crazy idea, folks.
I think animals are the biggest pervs in the world. They stare at you, too, while they're doing it. Like, oh, yeah. And they start nodding their head.
And so disturbing the animal may constitute an offense. Well, that was how New Year's went. Oh, man.
That's fascinating. I bet he did it on purpose. He was like, look at all these people watching me.
I'm an exhibitionist.
Jack off in front of them.
Man, legally...
You basically described, like, every childhood experience on, like, a public bus where there was some crazy homeless guy intensely staring at me while he jacked off on the bus.
What?
Whoa.
The subway
what a
train.
World.
Yeah.
You can get a ride
so
and
many.
Jack off in front of people?
Oh,
whoa. What town do we live in?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Can't even imagine that here.
Man legally changed gender to gain custody of his kids. Trans groups are concerned.
What?
Yeah.
He's changing his gender.
Rene Salinas Ramos says the legal change is an attempt to gain full custody of his daughters because Ecuadorian law favors mothers in custody battles. A cisgender man in Ecuador legally changes gender to female in an attempt to gain custody of his two daughters. But LGBTQ groups are concerned about the man's use of a law designated to promote transgender rights and what effect it could have in the future. The man, 47, told local media that the change was not related to his sexuality or identity, but rather that the Ecuadorian legal system gives preferable rights to mothers over fathers when it comes to the custody of children. The laws say that the one who has the right is the woman. As of this moment, I am now female. Now I'm also a mom. That's how I consider myself, he told Voz de Tomabamba outside the civil registry office on December 30th in the city of Cuenca. I am very sure of my sexuality. What I have sought is that I want to be a mother so that I can also give the love and protection of a mother. Salinas Ramos alleged that his daughters live in an abusive environment with their mother and that she hasn't seen his children in over 5 months. Being a father in this country, Ecuador, is punished and I'm only seen as a provider, he said. But the man's legal change from male to female has surprised and concerned LGBTQ activists who fought to have Ecuadorian laws changed in 2015 to allow the change of gender. The man's private matter to obtain custody of his daughters isn't in the spirit of the law, says Diane Rodriguez, one of Ecuador's most prominent trans activists and the national director of the Ecuadorian Federation of Organizations, LGBTI, told Vice World News. Rodriguez, who became Ecuador's first trans assembly person from 2018 to 2021, also helped spearhead the 2015 law, said with her understanding of the law, a judge would certainly not give custody because of a change of gender, because it does not make sense that you have changed your gender in the identity document without being a trans person, only with the objective of taking advantage to obtain custody. It says the concept seemed so outlandish at first, that Rodriguez admitted that when she saw it in the local press, she thought it was a fake news. But after realizing that the man had legally changed his gender, the Ecuadorian Federation released a statement denouncing the change on Tuesday. We were afraid that in the assembly, things would go backwards and they would start legislating against us, she said. There's a little more here. Rodriguez explained that the 2015 law created an unintended consequence because while it allowed people to legally change their gender on Ecuadorian documents, it didn't allow them to change their sex on government-issued documents that are recognized globally, such as passports. This, in effect, meant that trans people needed to have two different legal documents, one that defined their preferred gender identity and one that defined their sex by birth. You check that? Okay. In May, trans activists reached a major milestone when the assembly ratified a previous 2018 legal decision that allowed a trans man to legally change his sex. That ratification created a legal precedent where the assembly had 9 months to legislate and potentially approve a law that would allow the change of a person's sex. So what is happening at this moment could cause a change of criteria of some assembly members for the change of sex in the identity card of trans people, said Rodriguez. They now only have 1 month to process this law. This is our current fear. Seemingly expecting the backlash, the man told Voz de la Tomabamba that his decision is not against a person, not to harm anyone, but to rather fight against a system that has stigmatized the fact of being born a man. But he doubted that the man's legal change to female would help him beyond added publicity to his case. The law doesn't say anything about the best interests of children, she said. I understand that in this situation, in desperation, he chose to change the gender on the identity document, but no. It won't have any effect.
Mm. Yeah.
This whole situation is tragic. It's so sad. Parents shouldn't be kept away from their children, especially parents who want to be active in their lives. It's sad that he's had to go to such great measures to even bring attention to this issue for his people and his country. But you don't just get to be like, no, you're not actually trans. Because, like, basically what he's saying is he identifies as the female in the relationship between him and his kids. Like, there's, I don't see anything wrong with what he's done according to the laws that they've made. I'm actually kind of glad he's challenging it like that. Because it is kind of bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, Niche Gamer, Silent Hill 2 remake aims to be faithful, but will adjust scare factors for contemporary audiences.
The first one was decent.
With the Silent Hill 2 remake announced, developer Bloober Team out of Poland has shared small hints about what can be expected from the remake. Chief Marketing Officer Anna Jasinka talked up the developers two games currently in the works, Layers of Fear and Silent Hill 2 Remake. She was asked about how the team came to be the ones taking on the mantle of remaking such an influential game. The fact that we're developing a Silent Hill game is an honor and a dream come true. Silent Hill 2 is a classic that shaped how our studio works on psychological horrors, she said to Dread XP. She added, the idea of working on this project stalked us for many years, and in 2019 we received an invitation from Konami to participate in the Tokyo Game Show. To our delight, they asked us to prepare a concept for a remake of the original game's second installment in exchange for the opportunity of bringing this concept to life. While she couldn't give more details to the game still being in the middle of development, she did talk up their approach to recreating the game. Longtime fans shouldn't worry about us missing the point while we're livening up the title. We faithfully stick to the traditional story canon while remaking the gameplay and updating the graphics from the ground up. As you see, we're not straying away from the original concept of making this cult classic. We just have some ideas on how to make the peculiar scare factors more appealing to the contemporary audience. So far, the changes for the contemporary audience primarily seem to be targeted towards gameplay. Instead of the fixed camera angles, the game will be more akin to Resident Evil with over-the-shoulder view. Combat is also overhauled. When it comes to story elements, they still remain secret details like the famous Pyramid Head kitchen scene. Though she does say Bloober Team are taking a safe approach to any changes and that they'll apply adjustment to certain areas that, this is what worries me, need modernizing due to the passage of time.
They're trying to make it woke.
So, a lot of people are not really hyped about Silent Hill 2 Remake anymore.
You know, they had strong female characters in it.
Not the first one. Not the second one. Yeah, we're not talking about the movie.
Resident Evil, the whole franchise seems to have strong
women. It has a lot of them, yeah. CNET, you know this. Louisiana residents now need a government ID to visit porn sites. New law went into effect on January the 1st with the intent of protecting minors from harmful content. For most sites in most places, verifying your age is a simple matter of picking a date of decades ago and clicking verify. That's no longer the case in Louisiana. Act 440, which went into effect on Sunday, requires the state's 4.6 million residents who seek to access sites like Pornhub to prove their age with government-issued identification.
That's great.
Yeah. Louisiana residents who try to visit Pornhub are greeted by a screen saying, Louisiana law now requires us to put a process for verifying the age of users who connect to our site from Louisiana. Though a third-party verification site called All Pass Trust. Users need to connect their digital ID or driver's license through LA Wallet, Louisiana Digital Driver's License Platform. It appears that other porn streaming sites have yet to be affected. Oh, so it's only that one.
Just that.
Well, remember, I put stuff on Pornhub and we got rejected for 6 videos.
We were too intense.
And we were just doing hentai. And it's like, dude, really? That's how...
They're full of hentai.
They're not ours. They don't like... We don't like... They don't like ours.
They only like it when an Albanian goes, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I guess.
Look up any of...
I know. I've seen it. But they just show the scenes. They don't show the gameplay. By the way, they weren't going to pay me for any of them either. I was like, dude, what the fuck? They're going to pay me for one. They said, because it doesn't constitute a performance. I'm like, what do you mean? I have to read this shit. Well, how's that not performing?
You didn't say it like a drunk Albanian reading porn.
I guess.
I swear, it's an Albanian, or it could be Middle Eastern. I'm not sure.
It says a substantial portion is defined as anything over 33.3%. So platforms like Twitter, where porn is allowed, are presumably unaffected. Content harmful to minors is described by the new law as showing any of the following. Pubic hair, the anus, the vulva, genitals, or nipple of the female breast. Good God.
Well, I guess the 80s are out then.
Touching, caressing, or fondling of nipples.
So it's...
Go ahead.
It's only the women that are getting banned?
I pretty. Well, no, no. Well, the women that are
like,
they're
basically.
Not, mm-hmm. They're not showing women allowed to show.
Like, is it all nipples? Like, is it man's nipples too? But why
it's
was
just
it particularly
the nipple of the,
like female breast? Like, what?
Yeah.
What the freak.
I mean, if we could show female nipples at all beaches, I would stand behind that.
Can you show, like, a man's nipples? Can you, like, pleasure a man's nipples? That one's fine, but not a female's? Why?
I don't know. It really doesn't make any sense, but that's exactly what it says here. It also says, touching, caressing, or fondling of nipples, breasts, buttocks, anuses, or genitals. Sexual intercourse, masturbation, sodomy, bestiality, oral copulation, flagellation, excretory functions, exhibitions, or any other sexual act.
Now, this is for just watching stuff.
Just for, no. It's just for all Louisiana. Online pornography is extreme and graphic and only one click away from our children, Louisiana Shegel wrote in a December 30th Facebook post. This is not your daddy's Playboy. And if pornography companies refuse to be responsible, then we must hold them accountable. This law is a first step.
You know, if they're in New Orleans, it's only a street away, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't make much sense.
TheBright.com. Top adult actress shocked she can't find a date despite having over 1 million followers. An adult actress is down on her luck in the dating world, getting all of 7 likes on Tinder. Ray Little Black, who started working in the industry back in 2017, has 1.3 million followers on Instagram, but only 7 right swipes on one of the world's most common dating and hookup platforms. Uh-huh. Operating in Thailand, Black opened a Tinder account in hopes of finding a man. Well, that's Thailand. They got women all down the street and stuff down there. Despite being a top 20 performer on one of the largest adult sites in 2022, she only received 7 likes in 6 hours, which led her to TikTok in hopes of getting more sympathy. However, it didn't quite go as she expected. As a guy, getting 1 like a week, that's a big deal, one user wrote. I've had Tinder for almost 3 years and I received 0 likes in that time, another added. According to the Daily Star, women also chimed in, showing just how lopsided the Tinder economy is. Guys, you don't understand. For a girl that's really little, one woman wrote, girls usually get 99 in an hour or less. 99 plus in an hour or less. In 2022, Black was one of the top searched adult stars. Wow.
Who? What's her name now?
Lil Ray Black.
Will?
Lil Ray Black. It's actually Ray Lee Black is her real name. R-A-E-L-I Black is in the color black. So there you go. This is another weird one. This is from New York Post. I moved in with my platonic soulmate after divorce. You don't need men. If a good man is hard to find, stop looking. Best friends Marisa Baker and Patty Kulak, 27, say they're platonic soulmates, insisting they don't need a man to be happy. The pair, from Naples, Florida, met at Baker's birthday party on New Year's Day, 2021, when she noticed that Kulak seemed down in the dumps.
She's pretty.
Kulak instantly opened up to Baker, revealing that she and her husband had recently decided to split. Kulak, she's from Thailand. Kulak longed for a strong support system to manage the difficult time, and Baker vowed to be that person. She welcomed me with open arms, Kulak said. This girl, who only really knew my husband, was the most supportive person I could have ever imagined. A few months later, Baker found herself going through her own divorce, and she leaned on Kulak. Marissa checked in with me every day for 6 months, Kulak said. And then the 6-month mark hit, and she asked if I was okay, and I said yes, and she said, well, I am not. I asked what was wrong, and she goes, I'm getting divorced for the second time. Can I move in? Damn. I said, yes, we have been inseparable ever since, Kulak recounted of her no-brainer decision. By the end of the month, they were roommates and quickly bonded over their passion for positivity and personal development. We learned very quickly how similar we are, she gushed. We want to sit on our balcony, drink tea, and watch the sunset. And we want to be in bed no later than 8:30 because we are going to wake up at 4 a.m. and go to work out the next day. We have built such a good connection over something that can be considered so ugly, she added. According to Baker, the women feel like wives and more respected in their current relationship than they ever did with their ex-husbands. It's wild. Our whole relationship has been very simple, said Baker, who needs only to say the word, and Kulak is like, boom, got it, she elaborated. That is why we jokingly call each other platonic life partners, because whatever the universe does, we just help each other figure it out, and it's so fun. Despite their cosmic connection, Baker insists their relationship is based purely on emotional connection. If I could pick a husband, I would want Patty in a male form, she joked, but they aren't attracted to each other. She conceded, however, that their tight bond may have a really high bar. Excuse me, let me try that again. She conceded, however, that their tight bond may have set a really high bar for romantic pursuits. There we go. One thing that Baker has noted for her future relationships is that she loves how direct Kulak is. This is the right one. Okay. There's ads and shit popping up. It screws me up. I never have to guess what she's thinking. I will know she will tell me. She has no problem saying what she is happy about and doesn't like, Baker said. I truly believe I am in a safe relationship with Patty, she continued. I am never going to be manipulated. I never have to fear that she is thinking something about me that I don't know. The divorcees are now reflecting back on the past year and a half, grateful for the time to work on themselves together as they explore this new chapter in life. The communication and acceptance, it's a lovely environment, Baker said. The besties may have cracked the code, according to the research. What? Paul Dolan, a professor of behavioral science at the London School of Economics, found that unmarried and childless women are the happiest subgroup in the population? What?
I don't know.
Based on what?
Depends on who you talk to.
We do have some good longitudinal data following the same people over time, but I am going to do a massive disservice to that science and just say, if you're a man, you should probably get married. If you're a woman, don't bother, he said. Well, I want to know, what does this man look like?
I think I'm in favor of getting married, but not at the cost of rushing into something, taking your time.
Oh my God, look at this guy. Oh no. Alright, don't trust this man.
Does he look like he got
He looks like he might be gay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post a picture of him in the server.
What does he look like?
I don't know.
Or he might work for Discovery Plus. Because, you know, he kind of looks like...
Look at those glasses.
He kind of looks like he's...
No straight man picks those glasses. I'm sorry. I don't know that much about gay people, but no straight man fucking picks those glasses. I want you to see these glasses this man is wearing.
He's peacocking. He's a classic pickup artist trick.
No, not this time. This man, okay, we're going to show this man, because this is terrible. I'm going to post him in the open mic spamorama, so check that room out if you can find it in the server.
Watch the one guy straight that bought the same glasses, like, I thought I looked cool in those. Why'd he put this picture up here?
That's him. That's the guy. Those glasses.
Oh, yeah. He's got his nails painted.
Oh.
His nails are painted black.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy,
Tommy
like...
Lee painted his nails.
I can't...
Spearing women left or right.
Man, that guy, he knows nothing. I'm sorry, like...
I wouldn't trust him on
Trust him on any advice like that.
Especially how to pick out glasses, for sure.
Oh, my
Definitely
God.
He's got an agenda.
Yeah.
He's got an agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the guy. God. Yeah. Those glasses, I'm just like...
There was one comedian said, you can tell a gay guy by the look in their eyes, it looks like they're smelling fresh-baked cookies every time you see them. It's just... terrible.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we got another one. It says, popular military. Boyfriend of Marine who left service to do OnlyFans prefers gaming over hanging out with her. She's actually gorgeous. What in the world happened here? A female U.S. Marine veteran, known in tabloids worldwide for her social media following and leaving the Corps to start up an OnlyFans, is publicly throwing shade on her boyfriend for wanting to play Call of Duty. Brittany, known as Bitching Brittany on her various social media platforms, recently put her man on blast via TikTok.
Bitching Brittany.
Claiming that he would rather play video games than give her attention. When he plays the new COD, all say she meant all day. Instead of giving me attention, the caption read over a video of her looking unimpressed with her boyfriend. Oh, no, that's not a typo in her post. That's a typo in this article. Despite adding, just kidding, I play with him, in the description, so-called simps were quick to line up and give her sympathy and shot at the boyfriend title. You get all my attention, user Basketball is Life 1988 wrote. Unfortunately for Basketball is Life 1988, Brittany has over 112,000 followers on TikTok and regularly talks about how obsessed she is with her boyfriend. Interestingly enough, Britney's OnlyFans account has gone missing and can no longer be accessed. He must have put a foot down. This may have something to do with unwelcome male attention. Oh! In November of 2022, Britney posted a TikTok of herself lifting weights with the caption, I'm the wrong bitch to stalk because I post knowing you're watching. I post shit knowing you're watching. Wow. Yeah. So, I don't know. She looks like she's just kind of thoughting around. She had a BBL. You could tell in this picture she had a BBL.
BBL.
Brazilian butt lift.
They say those are so dangerous.
But all the women are getting them.
Even experienced surgeons say you're playing with fate.
Yeah, but they're getting them like crazy. All these girls are getting them because they know they're going to get so much flack for having a big ass.
You know, if they do squats, you get the same results.
Yeah, but it just depends on... It's like a woman will get real fat, and then she'll take all the fat and have that injected into her buttocks, and then there you go.
I don't know. There's some point where the ass gets too big. There was a girl back...
I don't know. I've met some guys. Man, I've seen it. The bigger the ass, the more fucking followers. It's crazy. I'm looking at the Instagram shit.
I think we know who those people... But...
So, here we go. We got News Nation Now. This might be our last article for the night. Robot lawyer set to defend human in U.S. court. Yeah. A robot lawyer. What? Would you trust it? The world's first robot lawyer is taking its first case in a U.S. courtroom next month. The app called Do Not Pay uses artificial intelligence, AI, and claims it can fight corporations, beat bureaucracy, and sue anyone at the press of a button. Joshua Browder, a 2018 Thiel Fellow, invented Do Not Pay. He said he started the company by accident. I'm originally from England, and when I moved here, I was a terrible driver and began to accumulate all these parking tickets. I couldn't afford to pay them because as a young person, so I became a legal expert about all the reasons people can get out of parking tickets, he said on the company's website. At the same time, I was a software engineer and was writing the same letter over and over again for myself and my friends. It became obvious that this is something that could so easily be automated. Browder says Do Not Pay hopes to get clients out of parking tickets and fight for refunds for big companies like airlines. With parking tickets, there's hundreds of pages of rules the government doesn't follow when they issue these tickets. People get parking tickets not necessarily because they did something wrong, but sometimes because the government is trying to make money and make up tax revenue, he said. According to Browder, Do Not Pay works by asking what the legal problem is, finding a legal loophole, and then inserting that loophole into a legal letter. Now he's taking his product to a courtroom. Lawyers are charging hundreds of dollars an hour for copying and pasting a few documents. Our vision at Do Not Pay is to make the law free. The average person shouldn't have to worry about paying all this money just to get basic access to their rights, Browder said in a video posted on the website. I want to make big companies scared to mess with people and rip them off. I want to be like the general counsel for the consumer and fight back against these issues. Reporting from News Scientist says Do Not Pay will run on smartphone and listen to courtroom proceedings in February before telling the defendant fighting a speeding ticket what to say through headphones. Browder told News Nation host Leland Vithert this marks the first time AI will be used in a physical courtroom. Concept hasn't come without pushback from lawyers. Lawyers are saying I should be in jail. I bet they are. They're very angry because their position is threatened. Well, I'll see you at retail. Mm-hmm. I'll see you at the retail office tomorrow. You can help stock freight. They're very angry because their position is threatened. But we found two areas where the court rules don't explicitly forbid AI and technology and electronic devices. It was a struggle finding courtrooms where this would be allowed, but we found two, he said. The identity of the defendant and the location of the court hearing have not been released. Browder believes if he revealed the courtroom, courtroom locations, the cases involving AI may be shut down. Browder says billboard lawyers should be very worried with his invention, but insisted that do not pay will only be used for certain cases. We're staying in our lane and definitely not defending people for murder. I think there have to be rules, but there's no lawyer who's going to get out of bed with a $500 Comcast refund. So that's the perfect job for AI, because it's not replacing the lawyer. It's serving an underdeserved kind of part of the legal industry, Browder told News Nation. The company's website says Do Not Pay is not a firm and is not licensed to practice law. Instead, the site says it aims to make legal information and self-help easier to access. Well, we need that.
Yeah.
That's a really...
I love this.
It's a really good thing.
I'm already signing up for it right now.
There's
it's
so many
idea.
Fucking people being ripped off by everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of these big corporations, you might not be able to take them on in court, but you can take them on in small claims. And that would be great for small claims disability.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Something that it costs more to get a lawyer than it does to do the case.
Yeah. And that would be great. Because there's, man, there's cases I have, I'm sure.
Well, I think, you know, that's part of the court system's gig is make it, you know, too inconvenient for them to get someone to represent them and just pay the fine, giving them revenue.
Yeah.
I don't think cops should have quotas to feel on pulling people over, neither.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's all we've got for tonight. It's been a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah.
Did some had some discussion, went through some articles. So, let me see if there's anything for those.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
no problem. I mean, you're
be a regular thing.
You're part of the crew now, so you know, whenever you can make it on a Monday, just let us know and we'll have you on. But at any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, Dead Penetration, and the Empress, and we'll see you next time. We're out, and enjoy the decline.
Later.
All right, we're done.